Talks. I'm Ed Donahue. After two Israeli hostages were freed in Gaza, President Biden met today at the White House with Jordan's King Abdullah.
The United States is working on a hostage deal between Israel and Hamas, which would bring an immediate and sustained period of calm to Gaza for at least 6 weeks, which we could then take the time to build something more enduring.
The White House faces growing criticism from Arab Americans over the administration's continued support for Israel in the face of growing casualties in Gaza since Hamas's attack in October. The emergency appeal has been filed. Former President Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court to extend the delay in his election interference trial, saying he's immune from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn his 2020 election loss. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin is still in the hospital and will not go to Europe as planned tomorrow for meetings on Ukraine. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Austin was taken to the hospital yesterday to address bladder issues as he recovers from prostate cancer. Reading a statement from his doctors after Austin underwent procedures under general anesthesia.
We anticipate a successful recovery and will closely monitor him overnight.
Major General Pat Ryder, Austin's spokesman, says the 70-year-old defense secretary will skip tomorrow's Ukraine Defense Contact Group meeting in Brussels, which will now be held virtually. Austin is expected to resume his normal duties tomorrow. For now,
Deputy Secretary Hicks continues to retain the functions and duties of the Secretary of Defense at this time.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A shooter's motive for opening fire in celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston remains unclear. Authorities are searching the suspect's home and identified the weapon used in the attack as an AR-style rifle. The shooter was shot and killed by security officers. The Dow finished up 125 points. This is AP News. Lunar New Year got underway, and Asian communities around the world celebrated.
On the first new moon of the lunar calendar, feasts, time with loved ones, and festivities kick off the new year. In Vietnam, that included a fireworks display this weekend. And in China, live performances. The exact date of the holiday varies year to year, but the new year usually falls between late January and early February. This year is the year of the dragon, according to the Chinese zodiac, but that also varies depending on cultural beliefs. Many people will put up red paper dragons on their doors, burn red lanterns, and hand out red envelopes with money inside to mark the celebration. And outside of East Asia, communities host their own parades, like in Peru. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.